Senator from Howard County.
Yes, if I could please rise and speak briefly about why this bill is so important. You've heard me already introduce Chris McComas and her daughter Gloria. This bill is named after Grace McComas, Chris's daughter and Gloria's sister. Some of you may know this story. I know that people from Howard County, the senators from Howard County certainly do. Grace McComas was a student at Glen Elg High School, which is the home school for my children. She was 15 years old, a 10th grader, same grade as my son Robbie. She had a great sense of humor, Mr. President. She brought happiness to everyone she met. However, she suffered through months and months of cyberbullying. Her family sought to stop the cyberbullying, but part of the problem was the lack of a state law that anyone could use to go to the individual who was doing this to say, you got to stop. And had that been there, I think things would have been different. Just to stop someone when it starts before it goes on and on and on. Hopefully family won't mind, but you know, as I read and learned more about Grace and I watched some of the videos, they found a journal that she had written earlier in 2012 that talked about what her goals were for that year. And to quote from the journal, it said that she wanted to move on happily and to forgive those who had hurt her, had hurt me, she said. Think about that. She had suffered through months and months of cyberbullying, and it was one of her goals was to forgive those that were hurting her. You know, House Bill 396 will help stop cyberbullying on minors before it causes such tragedies as what happened to Grace McComas. And, Mr. President, I think we all struggle on why bad things, terrible things, happen to good people. And I don't have any answers. I wish I did. All I can say is that Grace's law, and all I can say is that because of the life and, unfortunately, the death of Grace McComas, we're going to have something now in legislation, something in statute, that people can go to and help stop such tragedies again. In closing, Mr. President, I just want to thank the McComas family for their courage. I also want to thank the committee, the Judicial Proceedings Committee. I know this was a difficult bill. I know there's a lot of discussion in the voting session, and I appreciate your hard work on that. I also want to thank folks like Ray Rice. Ray Rice has been a real champion from the Baltimore Ravens. He's been all over the state of Maryland championing this issue. And so, again, I just want to thank the chairman and the rest of the committee, and also the House sponsor and everyone else who's been working so hard on this. And I appreciate the Senate's vote.